Hello, my name is Brian Duong, and the person I will be interviewing is my dad, and his name is Nansen Chu. Today is April 28th, 2009, and I am doing an interview for my service learning. Do you give me permission to interview you today?
Yes.
Okay. The first question I'll be asking you is, what is the happiest moment of your life?
It was the first day I come to USA.
Why was this the happiest moment of your life?
Because I get freedom.
Freedom from what?
From my country.
What country did you come from?
I was come from Vietnam.
And what was wrong about Vietnam?
Oh, because when it was 1975, the Vietnam we become communist country.
And communism is bad, right? And you won.
Yeah, I can say that, because when my country become communist, we cannot do anything we want to do. We don't have a speed of freedom.
Freedom of speech.
And religion. Freedom of religion.
Okay. So the happiest moment was when you came here from Vietnam. Okay. This next question is similar to the first question. What is the saddest moment of your life?
That's when my country become communist.
At what age did your country become communist?
When I was 13 years old.
When you were 13 years old, your country became communist.
Yes.
And what made you, like, why was this the saddest moment of your life?
Because during that time, we cannot do anything we want to do. And every day we have a pressure from the government. They give us all the people at a hard time.
Mm. So how did you escape?
Yeah, I was escaped from 1978. We escaped by boat.
Where did this boat take you?
Because during that time, we were sitting the boat like 30 feet long. Mm-hmm. And we carry like 400 people.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to escape from the sea to travel from my Gulf of Thailand.
So they brought you to the Gulf of Thailand?
Yes.
And what did you do when you were there at the Gulf of Thailand?
It took about 5 days to escape from Vietnam to Thailand.
And then what did you do when you were in Thailand?
And during that time, when I got to Thailand and was waiting, I stayed in 10 months in Thailand to waiting for like some other country to get an interview. And then that time we'd be refugee.
Refugees? So what country did you end up going to?
I ended up to the USA.
You ended up coming to the USA?
Yes.
At what
age? After the interview of the representative of the United States.
So what age did you come to the US?
When I come to the US, I was 17 years old.
So it took you 4 years to...
No, I was living... it took me 1 year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who did you come here with?
I came by myself.
No sisters, brothers?
No, I have to escape by myself. And my brother and my sister, they go to another, another area.
But did they also come to the U.S. or did they come somewhere?
Yeah, and then later we meet each other in U.S.
Mm, okay. Okay, the next question. What is your earliest memory?
My early memory was the when I go to kindergarten.
What do you remember about the memory?
When I remember first day, I was so excited. And I, my mother bought me a new clothes. And then I was waiting, and my mother picked me up to go to school.
She picked you. What do you remember what you did in school?
Yeah, I remember first day I go to the class. I saw a lot of children together, and then we just sitting in the chair and then waiting for the teacher. And then And just say something to the class.
So this was the first time you've ever been at in a school, right?
Yes.
Do you remember like what you did in class or in the...
Yes, I remember teacher give all the children the candy and cookie.
Did your teacher give you homework the first day?
No. I don't remember. I believe we don't have...
Did you make any friends the first day of school or no?
I don't remember.
You don't remember any friends, no, anything? No. Okay. Next question. What is the... What historical event did you live through? What historical event did you live through?
Oh, the story, I was, I remember it's the Vietnam War.
The Vietnam War?
Yeah.
What, can you tell me something about the Vietnam War? Like, did you experience anything?
Yeah, because that time I was 10 years old.
You were 10?
I remember the war started 1968 in my city. There was a heavy fight for each other from south and north, because the north enemy, they tried to invade to north. And then it was a quick fight, and then a lot of people died during that time.
Can you tell me what you experienced?
Yeah, because I remember we tried to escape from the fighting zone.
The fighting zone?
Well, with my family. Mm-hmm. When I walk out from home,
mm-hmm.
and when I walk by the strip, I saw a lot of people die and a lot of body from both sides. Even I saw one American die in the tank.
Did you see any bombs? Any fire?
Yeah, I saw in the sky a lot of airplane and dropping bomb. And
did any of your friends or family die or get injured or no?
And luckily, my family doesn't have any people get die and injury.
Did you have any friends that died or was in the war?
Yeah, I have my one of my cousin.
Your cousin?
He was dying in the war.
He died in the war? Did he fight on the...
Yeah, he fight, he died in 1973.
And he was your cousin?
Yeah.
All right, on to the next question. Who's the biggest influence in your life?
I think my wife. No, actually it's my my middle school teacher.
Your middle school teacher is the most influential person in your life. Why?
Oh, because I remember he said one thing to me. He said, try to help someone, but someday you're going to return by someone to help you.
So your middle school teacher said, if you help someone, they'll help you back in the future.
Yes.
Why was this important to you? Like,
because right now I remember that's true.
You believe that that's true?
Yes.
Have you ever helped someone and then they helped you back?
Yeah.
Can you give me an example?
Like, if you do someone a favor, when sometime you need help, and people will think about, oh, you can use the good person and then we need to help.
Have you helped someone before and then they help you back?
Yes.
Can you give me an example who you helped and then they helped you back?
Yeah, I have someone like, for example, a friend.
Mm-hmm.
He need me to take you to somewhere to help him do something. And then when I have something to do, and then they can help me back.
Mm.
That's so simple.
So like, let's say you didn't have money to buy something and your friend buys it for you. If he ever needs something, you buy it for him back.
You can say that.
Yeah. Okay. On to the last and final question. Who is the most important person in your life?
You think so, my wife?
Your wife is the most important person in your life?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah, because when I'm single, I don't know, I don't have any plan for my future. But after getting married with my wife, and then I think I start having a future, and then I just decide to build up something, like having saving, and I know I have to do something with my family.
So your wife helped you plan the future and helped you save money and spent it more wisely and carefully?
Yes.
Can you tell me how you and her met?
We met each other in a coffee shop.
In Vietnam?
Yes.
Was this when you were coming to visit Vietnam?
Yeah, when I come back after the one-time visit.
Mm-hmm.
So I met my wife in Vietnam.
Was she working at the coffee shop or was she like just there like drinking coffee?
She was working in the coffee shop.
Oh. So you met her at a coffee shop and you guys fell in love and...
So we start dating each other and then after for a while and then we sit talking about Mary until now.
Thank you for sitting down with me today and just answering these questions. I really appreciate it. I learned a lot of things about you that I did not know. And thank you again for taking your time out of your day to do this interview with me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.